Welcome to the Do You Know Him Telford podcast, brought to you by Telford Christians Together. 5 minutes to bring peace to your day. The hashtag Do You Know Him Telford theme for this week is Jesus as human and divine. Isn't it wonderful when you discover someone who really understands you? For me, growing up, it was my grandfather. And I remember one occasion in particular. I was in my early teens, it was a Saturday morning, and I'd spent the morning gaining experience by working at a local veterinary practice. You see, that's what I wanted to be. The practice was about 5 miles from my home, and I used to cycle there. Imagine my dismay when afterwards I couldn't unlock my bike. Somehow the locking mechanism had jammed. I had no option but to leave my bike behind and to walk home, all 5 miles. You can imagine my frustration. And as I neared home, I passed my grandparents' house and I decided I'd ask for help there. When my grandfather opened the door and his face crumpled into a smile at seeing me, all the frustration within me dissolved into tears. He simply enveloped me in his arms. He probably wondered, didn't he, what on earth's happened? When I explained the situation to him, he didn't say to me, "Why on earth are you so upset? What were the tears all about? Man up." He didn't say, "Do you know, you really frightened me then. I wondered what on earth all the fuss was about." Somehow he understood my emotions. Once I'd explained what had happened, we hopped into his car, drove back to the vet's, loaded the bike into the back of the car, took it to his house. He oiled the lock and it opened and I pedalled home. It's wonderful when someone understands, isn't it? And that's the wonder of the eternal Creator God becoming a human being, isn't it? He understands what it's like. He has experienced the frailty and frustrations of living, as well as the joys and wonders. So, for example, Jesus knows what family life is like, really like. He lived in one, and it wasn't perfect, just like the families we're part of. He had brothers and sisters, and his mother too, and they didn't approve of the dramatic change in his life as he began his public ministry. Indeed, the Gospels tell us that in the early days, the family wanted to persuade him to come home, to abandon the thing that he was doing, to stop embarrassing them. But the writer to the Hebrews expresses what I'm saying like this. Jesus understands our weaknesses, for he faced all of the same testings we do, and yet he did not sin. So, let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. This is truly amazing. The eternal God has lived as a human being, fully embracing human life, so that when we come to him, he understands our weaknesses. But more than that, my grandfather didn't just understand, he did something about it. Jesus knows and understands about weakness and difficulty, frustration and sadness, disappointment and rejection. But ultimately, these didn't define who he was or how he lived. Equally, that's his longing for us. He entered into human life in order to transform it, in order to transform us. What did that verse say? So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. Is there something or somewhere in your life at the moment which makes you feel weak and vulnerable? Is there an area where it seems as if you never make any progress? Jesus will not condemn us. This verse reassures us of that. It's a throne of grace, and we will receive mercy. That's what it says. He understands, and we can approach him boldly and cry out for help, and he will. Sometimes we're looking for instant solutions, for instant transformation. Whereas God will journey with us in the midst of the challenges, and if we persist with him, he will bring about that transformation and that change. One final thought. Hashtag Do You Know Him Telford also has this evangelistic aspect to it, doesn't it? And one of the things that can hold us back is the thought, well, we haven't got our lives together enough for anyone to follow Jesus through our example. I suggest to you, that's muddled thinking. Most of us are very suspicious of glib answers to difficult questions. The truth is, none of us have got our lives fully sorted. But that doesn't disqualify us. Indeed, I think it opens up the way. We don't point to ourselves, but to Him and our hope in Him. Honesty and vulnerability about our struggles and our trust in Him to see us through is a very powerful witness. To ponder. Do we really believe that God is like this? That He not only understands, but is with us and for us? A God who doesn't condemn us, but is overflowing with kindness and will help us through. Will I take the risk of being vulnerable with Him? And also, when appropriate, share my story of hope in Him with others. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for fully embracing human life, for becoming completely human and yet always divine. Thank you for understanding my weaknesses, my failures and my frustrations. Thank you too that you call me beyond these things, to embrace the person you created me to be. Help me to be defined by my hope in you and not by those things that could hold me down. We bring this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm Chris Densham, and I look forward to sharing with you in our next podcast.